With us right now, Jim Peterson. He's the operations manager for the new Marshfield Clinic at the Stevens Point location just off of I-39 at Highway 66 by the airport. Beautiful new building, a sneak preview this evening. What is different and special about this location?
Well, this location is very unique for the Marshfield Clinic system. It's one of a kind. It incorporates a design concept called onstage and offstage. The onstage side is where our patients and our customers come through, and they're the highlight and the most important aspect of our operations. It's a more efficient design to increase collaboration and quality as a matter of the visit.
As you look at this building, it took a long time to get it up there. We remember groundbreaking a little over a year ago, I believe, and there was some delays. I know the city was anxious to get things going as well. In a nutshell, what happened to slow down construction?
Well, we ran into a couple of issues. Certainly, weather played a factor, that we had some delays due to some heavy rains and during our peak construction season. But we also needed to make sure that we didn't infringe upon an endangered species that was on the property called a blue Karner butterfly. And so we had biologists come into the site, look to make sure that it wasn't on the property and that we didn't infringe on the habitat. And the blue Karner butterfly is not only a state-protected species, but it's also a federally protected species.
But the building is up now, the finishing touches are going on, and you're just about ready for business here.
Yes, we are. We are going to be opening on Monday, November 4th, and we're still putting equipment into place, training staff, and we're excited to be opening.
Now, as you get ready to open this building, a question about how the clinics are actually organized. There's a new one that's over by HH in Stevens Point by the Plover line. There's the changes going on at St. Michael's Hospital. There's this new building. How is that going to change patient relations and how you treat people?
Well, Marshfield Clinic has been a member of the Stevens Point community for quite a few years. We have a medical oncology and radiation oncology service over at St. Michael's, and so that's done in collaboration with Ministry Healthcare. Dr. Lloyd Anseth with oral surgery has already been in the community. And so now, while our oncology services will remain at St. Michael's Hospital, we're also able to take some of our outreach services at St. Michael's and oral surgery and combine them into one location and also add some new services that are currently not available in the Stevens Point market. In terms of adding dermatology, we do have a dermatologist that will be joining our operations, Dr. Camelli.
With this building opening up, some of the services people are used to finding in other locations, like St. Michael's, will be out here at this site. I would imagine that the parent company with Ministry is looking at doing things with that space back at the hospital because they are getting ready for a big addition in urgent care and ER, plus I understand fourth floor is going to have more room when your people are over here.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do know that they do have some plans for their spaces, and they're already looking at different options on their side. Our facility hours, though, will be open at 7 a.m. for lab draws, and so that's a great convenience for those that are need to get some blood work done before they go for their jobs at 8 o'clock. We'll be open till 6 p.m. on Wednesday nights. Otherwise, we'll be open generally for our medical practices from 8 to 5.
Couple of specialties that will be offered at this site that are not very common in the other Marshfield Clinic locations, especially concerning pediatric patients. What do you have here?
Sure. We have several different pediatric subspecialties that are rather unique in all of northern Wisconsin. Services such as pediatric cardiology, pediatric nephrology, for example, pediatric neurology. And so these are all different services that some we have been providing already on a part-time basis in the Stevens Point area, but we'll also be expanding on other subspecialties.
With the various specialties offered through the Marshfield Clinic system, some of them you can offer through telemedicine to a larger geographic area, correct?
That's correct. Marshfield Clinic was a pioneer in the development of telemedicine in not only the region, but also a pioneer in the state of Wisconsin. So we can extend our subspecialty services to individuals that live quite a distance away. And either we can provide the services or patients can come to this location and be seen by a subspecialist at another location.
one of those subspecialties, I believe you mentioned, in the pediatrics area for neurology. That's something you just don't find outside of Madison, is it?
That's correct. Pediatric neurology usually requires a population of about 300,000 people to support one pediatric neurologist. So it's a highly subspecialized area, and we're very fortunate to have it in the Marshfield Clinic system, providing that service throughout central and northern Wisconsin. Otherwise, to find the next individual in that subspecialty, you would have to probably travel to Madison or Milwaukee to find that service.
And that particular specialist will be here at the Stevens Point location.
That's correct. They'll be here on a part-time basis.
Anything you'd like to add today?
We're excited to be part of the Stevens Point community, and we're looking forward to growing. And we've had a large demand for our services at Marshfield Clinic, not only primary care, but especially our subspecialty care. So we're looking forward to growing, and we're glad to be here.